another point when it comes to calling names is that you have to think of your son sitting in class or your daughter sitting in class with that name. And it does something to a person when, you know, let's say a person wants to name his son Yarmulke. So he says, you know, it has a lot of meaning. I want you to be a God-fearing person. And so he names his son Yarmulke. So the kid comes to school, you know, in kindergarten. The teacher says, you know, Yarmulke Farbstein. And he's like, and all the other kids laugh. And the kids look at him funny. And then he has a choice of two ways to go. You know, is he going to be one of those kids that spends his life being picked on? Or is he going to stand up to it and he's going to end up developing a personality that says, I don't care what anyone thinks. But either way you go, why are you doing that to a kid? You know, so this is especially important for you guys because Chozrim B'Tshuvah, to a certain degree, they have no norms. You're inventing a lot of the way you're going. It's not like you're continuing the path you grew up in. So very often you find Chozrim B'Tshuvah give out very funny names to their kids. You're laughing, but this is a real thing. And then the kids grow up and they come to shul and someone asks him, what's your name? And he says, my name is Mevi Tov Shalom V'Simcha. And the guy looks at him. He says, I'm just going to call you Simcha. And the kid says, but my first name is not Simcha. You guys are laughing. This is no joke. I have people I circumcise their kids. And they name their kids. And you stand there and everyone's like, what? No, it's not funny. Very often, Chozrim B'Tshuvah think it's very good. You know, so the guy names his son, Kos Malei Bracha. So the kid, you know, he comes to shul and they ask him, what's your name? He says, Kos Malei Bracha. So the guy says, can I call you Bracha? And he says, but my first name's Kos. You know? You're laughing, the poor kid. So to you, it's very funny, but the people who do this take it very seriously. People spend months thinking, what unique name can I give my son? No, let the kid feel normal. He's going to stand out enough with a father or mother who's Chozer B'Tshuvah. Let him have a normal name. It's not fair. People give all these whacked out names and the kid has to live with it his whole life. Give him something simple and nice. Call him David, Bezalel, Yoel, Chaim, Shmuel, Menachem, Aryeh, Simcha, Tuvia. There are so many beautiful names. Give him a normal name. Let the kid work out life. He'll want to be unique. Believe me, he'll find his ways to be unique.